What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time to help a couple out here with what we call great mate debate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's great mate debate.
We have Jake, we have Emma, and I have no idea what's happening with them.
Mm. Yeah, we have a lovely couple today. They are buying a house together, but they're having some disagreements on who's going to help them buy the house.
Mm.
Okay.
The realtor.
Oh.
Gotcha.
Okay, Jake, Emma, Jake won the toss, so let's get his side first. Jake?
Yay!
Yay!
My call.
What's going on?
We're taking the plunge and we're going to buy a house together, doing the grown-up stuff.
Yay.
And I think that we need to save money everywhere we can. And one of my good friends, who used to be a girlfriend, so she's my ex-girlfriend, is a realtor. But she's just getting started in the business. And it's a case of if we go with her, she's going to give us a steep discount in helping us find a house.
So you guys wouldn't, I don't know if you understand this, but you would not have to pay her anything no matter what as the buyer, but she does get a commission on the other end, and I've done exactly what you're talking about. She can kick some of that back to you. And that's what you're suggesting she's going to do? She's going to like...
Exactly. It's a win-win. We go with a person I know I can trust, and we're going to end up getting a better deal on a house. They're unforeseen by me is some jealousy issues that are coming up out of this.
Well, we're going to get to Emma's side. I just want to congratulate you, Jake, on being the most typical male I've ever heard in my life. Men, when we have a thing we feel a little guilty about, we put fluff all around it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where it's like, buying a house, everything's awesome, looking at stuff. Anyway, my ex-girlfriend's a realtor. And there's also puppy dogs and like shoebox. And you're like, right. Like that one thing in the middle is what we're focused on. But like you didn't just say it. It was like, I have a realtor friend, you know, she's great. I also used to sleep with her. And you're, it's like you can see how that might be a problem for somebody, because you like I was pretty intimate with my realtor. I don't mean it.
What?
I am of the opinion that just because you break up with someone, you don't cut them out of your life. I've never understood that. I just think that's immature. So
okay.
Again, this is a person I trust from my past.
Okay,
so you're going to give us a deal.
But you think this boils down to just Emma, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you think you said she's jealous, so you think this is her being petty, insecure kind of thing.
Exactly. Okay. She keeps bringing up past relationships, and I was like, you have past relationships. We're adults. I really don't think we need to even bring that into this discussion about buying a house.
Okay. Emma?
Yay.
Okay, that can't be fun to hear. What's your side?
I mean, she's his ex ex-girlfriend, for Christ's sake. Like, I don't like this idea at all. I think it's terrible. I'm kind of pissed at why he even knows so much about her life. And I don't really care about saving money if it means, like, saving our relationship. So I'm not for this at all.
Do you think, I mean, when I said I was intimate with my realtor, I want it to explain, like, if you don't already have a house and, like, that's the one I definitely want or whatever, you, like, jump in the car with him and spend a whole Saturday with him. Like, you're, and then you go out to lunch and,
And you talk with him a lot, explaining, I want this and I want this, and because I envision our family doing this, and you get kind of, I get what you're saying.
It's an intrapersonal.
Okay.
It's more involved than you, it's not just
than
like,
you might think.
Here's the paperwork. Like, it can
be. Yeah, and that's why I don't want it. I don't want her knowing our business, what our future looks like, my personal business, what I make. Like, there's so many things that she will find out, and I just don't want that. And I'm sorry. Like, I will never change my mind because I think it's ridiculous. There's a million realtors. I don't care about saving money. I'll pay the extra money if it means not being around his ex.
Okay.
303-222-5423. You can call that number and pick a side, or you can text the Berg Simpson phone line. Same thing.
I'll be honest. I was on Jake's side. I've never bought a house, never thought about it. Like, I have no idea what goes into that. So I was on Jake's side at first, but knowing just how personal it's going to get with, like, your banking info, your income, your finances, like, what you picture your future to be. I don't know if I would want an ex involved. Even. No, I don't.
10 grand?
It's big money with a house, right? I mean.
I don't know.
Because the first time I bought a house, I used my sister-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I didn't realize what it was going to mean. And then at closing, they handed her commission checks. And then she had them do a separate one. And she handed me, like, it was a ridiculous, it was like $5,000. And I was like, wait, what? And then I just handed that straight back over, and I went down, that increased my down payment. Like, it changed my life.
Yeah.
Because you just have, all of a sudden your monthly payment goes down.
But if that was your first ex-wife.
I mean, is there any hope that you said she's just getting started, but is that a good thing maybe? Like, she's like, I want to be professional and get my career on the right path, and I'm not going to, you know, do anything with your banking information. It's all going to be on the up and up. Do you have any confidence, or you just don't care?
I think she's, I'm sorry.
Or NJ, or whoever,
no,
I guess.
Way.
Yeah.
I would just say that she's already proven herself to be a wonderful, trustworthy person. And I know she's on the same page as far as putting the past in the past. And she's hungry right now. Do you know what I mean? As far as getting work.
That's nice, but I don't care. I really don't care. I don't even like that you know this much about her. Like, the past is the past. Exactly. So let's move on. Let's find someone else. This is really not okay. I'm not on board with this.
Did you just hear him say about saving so much money per month?
I don't care. I'd rather save the relationship. That's what's more important. But apparently to Jake, having his ex-girlfriend in our relationship and saving money is more important. So now I know his priorities.
It is admirable to be fruit, like, at some point, you might like the fact that he's. But we're not trying to talk you off your position.
You said it changed your life. It changed the payment. It changed the outlook of the rest of the 30 years that you're going to be paying on this house. Like,
but if Emma doesn't stay, then that would also change the trajectory of your life. So, Emma, Jake, hang on. Do not move. We're going to get a jury here for you.
For what I remember buying a house, it's so much money. You think it's this much money, and then there's always this, and then there's this, and then that deposit.
You haven't
this.
Paid the inspection yet.
Yeah.
What about your earnest money? What about, and you're wait, what? Hold on, what?
Yeah.
How much do I? What?
I haven't been earnest about any of this.
Right.
It's not gonna.
But like,
it feels like for
can
me.
Can it go bad?
Mm-hmm. I've had plenty of deals go bad.
Like, and I just wouldn't want to have a personal relationship with that person, and then it goes bad, and then things get awkward, and then. What if the trust isn't there anymore, and then things are brought up again?
$10,000.
It's big money.
It's 6%. If the realtor's on both sides, it's like 6% is their commission. And if you think about 6% of a house is now $600,000-$700,000, that's a truck ton of cash. If she only give you half of it back, it's
yeah.
Or you know, ten, like it's
and you, yes, it's maybe a full day and it's pretty personal, but just play nice. Can you, like, I don't know. Are we just dudes? Are we thinking way too practically?
I want to say this. It's not saving money because they wouldn't have to pay more if they don't use her, but they could just have this found money hit them if they do. Because when you sell a house, that's when you're paying the commission. If they go Emma's way, if it's a $300,000 house, it's $300,000. The difference is if they use this other chick, they have some extra money in their pocket.
Yeah.
So I know people are going to call and just say she's insecure, but like try to make more of a case than just that. I mean, we're all allowed to be insecure. It's like, he's pretty, he's pretty non-burn bridgey guy. So it's like, he seems like he could get intimate, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Blur some lines during the home buying process.
Yeah.
Jake wants to use his ex as a realtor. Emma's like, the past is the past. You pick a side. 303-222-5423.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're in the middle of a Grey Maid debate with Jake and Emma. They're about to buy their first home together. It's a big step. But yeah. Jake has an ex-girlfriend who's a realtor.
What is it?
Just don't say an extra A.
Realtor.
Don't say that.
Oh.
That's where you get it wrong. And he's like, no, she's my ex, but she's going to kick back some money to us. And Emma's like, past is past. I don't want to have this intimate relationship with one of your exes, basically, in our finances, in our life, helping pick out our future.
Yes.
Jake, Emma, feel free to jump in with any of these jury members. Let's start with Melody.
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
So I'm on her side. There's a company out there called Trilora that my sister and my niece use that gave the same kickback that this girlfriend is going to give. They have a discount when you're buying a house that you don't have to pay the 6%. And also when you sell that house, they'll give you the same kickback. So I lost a friend over it that was a realtor that mad that my sister and niece went through Trilora instead of them, but they're going to get the best deal. And he needs to get rid of this ex-girlfriend. That's ridiculous. Disrespectful to his wife.
Girlfriend. Okay. Thank you. Or are they married? I forgot.
No, they're dating.
Okay. Thank you for the call. I'm just going to keep going. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Where are we at here?
Thank God. One person is reasonable.
Sherry.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I am on her side 100%.
What is going... Okay. Why?
He's already proven that he cares more about saving money than her own personal feelings. And my husband is a realtor, so I know that exactly what's going to happen. And they're not just going to dive into his personal finances, but it's going to go into her personal history and her finances.
Yeah.
And
so?
That is not okay for his ex, whatever, to know about his future girl. And she has every right to keep that private.
If you got $5,000 on you right now, I'll give you my social. I don't care.
I agree.
No. I gave it for free on apps. No, but there's a difference.
That's fine. Use your ex. Use anybody you want. But we're talking about her. Her information is now going to be privy to this ex, and she doesn't have a right to know anything about her.
Okay.
That's personal and private. My husband doesn't tell me squat about any of his transactions. And he does transactions with family and friends. I know nothing, and I don't want to know nothing. He keeps it private, but he knows everything about both sides.
Okay. Thank you, Sherry. Okay.
I mean, in theory, his ex-girlfriend would, too. I mean, because she's still a professional, right? I mean, somebody would have to go, like, wouldn't you have some sort of recourse, like a lawsuit if she did something with your info?
Yeah. Won't, yes.
But what if the relationship builds again and they're like, oh, wait, we're actually really good together?
Oh, my God.
No, that's ridiculous. And why would you trust it more with a stranger than with someone I know?
Because I'm not going to hook up with a stranger.
We have empirical evidence to the contrary.
Hey, I learn about them first.
Let's get a couple more people in here. Becca.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side.
Absolutely. What is happening?
I'm actually a realtor, and I would never represent an ex. That is just a huge conflict of interest. Mm-hmm. And what happens if something goes bad in the transaction, and now you have to have conversations multiple times past the transaction? Absolutely not. I would refer it to somebody else.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Lovely chatting with you. Vince?
Yeah.
Whose side are you on?
I have to say that I'm on her side. I can see both points, but it ultimately for me comes down to the fact, how much is she worth to you? Are you going to spend like $2,000 on a ring for her, get married, or are you going to spend $500 on a ring?
Does anybody see the argument that Jake is making? Like, I can give my social security number, your social security number to a stranger or somebody that I already know. Like, I already know she's not going to.
Well, yeah. And I can see his point because finances cause a lot of arguments in a relationship. But when it comes down to it, at the base, how much is she worth to him?
Okay. Thank you, Vince. We could keep going, Jake. We can't find anybody in a tri-state area who thinks that $5,000, $10,000.
It's just a conflict of interest is not worth it.
I'm surprised, honey, too.
I would just like to say, though, that I have multiple exes in my life, and I have
red
no
flag.
Problem
red flag.
With them.
Okay. All right. Let's take the shovel away. I feel like he's
digging
himself.
Stop digging, Jake. So, and what? Like, you're going to use them to buy a car? Or
No. But one of my exes is a dental hygienist, and even though we're no longer intimate, she still cleans my teeth.
You are still intimate then. She's getting
her
in your
hands
mouth.
Are. Emma, yeah, you need to consider a lot of different things right now.
I know. That's why I'm not saying anything, because I'm breathing in and out. Like, should I even be getting a house with this guy? Like, what is happening? Now you're making me rethink everything.
Oh, everyone wants to throw away money. No one wants to save money. I feel like I'm talking to a wall. This is nuts.
You are. You're talking to a wall of people.
There's more to life than money. I hate to break it to you. More to life. So,
all right. Mm-hmm. Thank you, guys. I don't know what to do, you guys.
I don't either. I'm shocked.
For $5,000, I'll sleep with one of my exes.
Well,
text in to 3.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.